Okay, beautiful souls, close your eyes, breathe into your body. Breathe deeper and longer and slow. Feel your body. Feel your space. Feel your heart. Be here now. Know that you are amazing. Powerful beyond measure. Breathe into your body. Settle down into this space. Know that you are extraordinary. An alchemist. Alchemical. Quantum. Deeper and longer and slow. Feel your body. Feel your heart, your gigantic heart. As you breathe in through your nose, all the way down to the pit of your stomach. And back out slow. As you're breathing into your body, your powerful, magical body, you become aware of a high frequency electromagnetic rainbow colored plasma light flowing in through the walls, down through the ceiling, up through the floor. This powerful high frequency electromagnetic rainbow colored plasma light flows towards your physical body. And starts to swap. Around the outside of you. In a clockwise direction. Over your head. Underneath your feet. Around your chest. Around your back. Swirling. Getting brighter and stronger. Swirling around the outside of your physical body. Like a powerful, high frequency, electromagnetic, rainbow colored plasma tornado. You start to breathe this frequency in. You breathe it in through your nose, up into your mind. It flows into your left brain, into your right brain. It flows around the outside of your skull, down through your head. Your face, your neck, your throat. Through your shoulders, your chest, and back. It flows through your spinal cord, middle back, lower back. Into your buttocks, through your heart, your lungs, your ribcage, down through every vital organ, through your hips, your groin. It swirls through your thighs and your hamstrings, down through your knees, your calves, past your shins, into your ankles, through your feet, all the way to the tips of your toes. It moves through your shoulders, down your arms, through your elbows, your forearms, your wrist, into your hands, fingers, and thumbs. Continue to breathe in this powerful light. Until the inside of your body is completely full. From the top of your head to the tips of your toes, from the tips of your fingers and thumbs to your crown. Once the inside of your body is completely full, in your mind, say thank you. and keep breathing. As this light flows through every cell, every atom, every molecule, every fiber of your entire being, your cells, they dance and smile, communicating with each other like one big happy family. As your heart expands and expands and expands, filling up your chest, expanding out past the boundaries of your physical body and into the space. As the light from your own soul illuminates your environment, and the love from your own magical, mystical heart flows and dances freely. 360 degrees in all directions. As you vibrate, you become aware of a beautiful chromium sphere, 6 meters in diameter, vibrating around your body. This chromium sphere rotates clockwise, and as it does, it draws in kaleidoscopic chromium, a powerful Andromedan healing frequency. This kaleidoscopic chromium, full of multiple color ranges, flows through the space into your Merkaba field, around your physical body, wave after wave of chromium, clearing you, cleansing you, nurturing. As the sphere rotates faster, it draws the frequency in quicker. The two Palladians, the panther, the dragon, Saint Germain, those 8 luminous magenta Merkabas all step to the outside of this sphere. The sphere gets brighter and stronger, and the energy inside the sphere intensifies. Waves of kaleidoscopic chromium flow through the space, breaking against your body, releasing multiple fractals of high frequency diamond and chromium light. These light codes pierce your physical body. They drill into your cellular structure as your heart continues to expand. The dragon wraps his wings around the sphere as the Palladians, Saint Germain, the Emerald Panther, they open their hearts and their pineal gland. The luminous Merkabas release magnetic and electrical code, which flows into your female and male tetrahedrons respectively, as your Merkaba field switches up another gear. Streams of light flow into your third eye, into your heart, as this chromium sphere gets brighter and stronger swirling faster and faster. You look up above you. You see gigantic blue, violet, crystal white diamond wings. There's a huge Lyran avian Elohim that's descended down into this reality field, hovering in the space up above you. Its huge wingspan. This bird, this avian being just vibrates. And as it vibrates, it releases spirals of light, which flow down through the space into the sphere, into your Merkaba field, down through your crown. This Lyran avian Elohim connects with the panther Saint Germain, the dragon. Pleiadian. Activating. Healing. Their minds, bodies and souls. Looking after them. For all the work they're doing to hold space for you. As you vibrate, your heart flowing infinitely in all directions. Mother Earth opens her heart. A beautiful platinum light flows up through the rocks and the minerals, up through the surface of the planet. It plugs into your Earth Star and activates a platinum Merkaba field in this transmission center. It releases feminine energy, which flows up through your central column and connects with your crown. Boom. There's an explosion of energy. Your crown communicates with your pineal gland, and your pineal gland communicates with your three causal transmission centers to the left and right hand side of your head, behind your head. Streams of light flow out from your third eye into these three transmission centers. And then a beam of light flows out through your forehead into the space in front of you, activating a fourth causal transmission center. The four of them connect with electromagnetic light. And then streams of light flow out from the floor, up into your stellar gateway, down into your heart, creating an octahedral structure that rotates clockwise around your head and your face. As this octahedron switches on, a stream of light flows up into your alpha transmission center, down into your omega, and your whole light body activates to another level. Your frequency band shifts as the light that moves away into the center point, the rate of oscillation, the rate of vibration, it increases. And all of your cells respond. Saint Germain opens his heart wider. As your light body starts to rise. Slowly but surely. Your light body rises up through your physical body. up through your shoulders, up through your crown. Up into the space above. Rising higher and higher. As you rise up through the field, you look to your right-hand side. 9 meters away is a ruby-red cylinder, just vibrating. You turn to the right and slowly gravitate towards it. The cylinder is 3 meters tall. As you get closer, a door opens up in the cylinder and you move inside of it. You move into the cylinder and then stop. The door closes and the cylinder glows and vibrates. You feel this electrical stimulation through and around your body. And then the cylinder starts to descend. It descends down through the space. You glance over at your body, the chromium, sphere, the beings holding space for you. As you descend down through the surface of Mother Earth, down into the ground, down through the grids, through Mother Earth's ley lines, her planetary architecture, different color, different frequency, different grid system. You go deeper and deeper through the planet. Descending down and down. The inside of this cylinder glows brighter, full of ruby red light, diamond codes spinning through and around you, altering your energetics, ready for what's in store. You start to slow down. The cylinder, it starts to move down through the top of an ancient crystalline grid system. You move down through the ceiling of it, into a tunnel. The tunnel is 18 meters wide, 18 meters tall. You stop right in the center. The tunnel, completely empty. It looks like there's no floor to stand on. You're just vibrating in the center as this cylinder starts to dissolve around you. This ancient crystalline grid network was part of Atlantis's infrastructure. As the cylinder dissolves, you find yourself floating. You push down with your feet and you feel this energy underneath you, completely invisible, but you can walk on it. You decide to walk forwards, down this tunnel. It's like you're bouncing on this invisible frequency. As you make your way through this tunnel, you see nothing around. You feel the energy, the frequency. You look around the tunnel, there's no engravings, no markings, nothing. As you make your way through this space, as you continue to walk, about 80 or 90 meters up in front of you, you see this glowing light on the ground, like a light shining and then disappearing. It catches your attention as you make your way towards it. That light gets brighter and it becomes more constant as you get closer. You get within 40 meters. The light becomes completely constant, 30 meters. It's like a white circular light embedded in this translucent, energetic base, some kind of floor that you're walking across. You get within 20 meters. The circle on the ground is 3 meters in diameter, fluctuating in size, ebbing, vibrating. You get closer and closer. 7 meters. You walk right up to it and you stand looking down. It's like a crystal white pool of consciousness. It reflects yourself back to it. You feel this magnetizing pull, like you want to step onto it. And then your higher self communicates with you and asks you to trust the process. You step out onto this circle, onto this vibrating pool of liquid light. You walk into the center, and then you descend down through it ever so slowly. You descend down through the light, until your waistline goes under, your stomach, your elbows, your chest, your shoulders, your neck, your head, your face, slowly descending down through the liquid light. Going deeper and deeper. And then slowly, you come to a stop. This crystal white light dissipates. You look around, you see grass, trees, flowers. It's like summer. You look over to the right. You see this pink, this crystal pink cathedral. It has a white path laced with gold, flowing through the grass, weaving through the plants and the flowers. You start to make your way down the path towards that crystal pink cathedral. You look over to the left, you see children playing. They look like humans. You look around, you see different beings. some of them with pinky skin color, some of them with dark skin color, some with no hair, some with hair. You look over to the right, there are two giants, at least 15 meters tall, arms and legs. They look like gigantic humans with blonde hair, staring at you. You feel safe in this environment. You're on the island of Uda, ancient Atlantis. As you make your way towards this crystal pink cathedral, you see these glistening light codes flowing through its architecture. You see the path leads to a set of steps and huge crystalline doors. The doors, their color seems to reflect in the sunlight. As you get closer to this castle, you see a being walk out from the doors and down the steps. It stands there. The being has a humanoid form, furry skin, the head of a lion, half man, half lion. Its fur color is blue, white, gold, crystal white, shards of diamond, streams of green, ever so faint. You walk up towards this feline humanoid. It's about 7 foot tall. Maybe more. You walk right up into its space. It holds up its right hand. You see these glistening gold codes in its hand. This being is from the Kharanu tribe. His name is Shayla. He asks you to follow him inside. You follow Shayla up the steps, onto a platform, towards the doors. You walk through the doors to the other side. In front of you is a pool of water. Shayla stands there for a moment. And then the floor in front of you starts to vibrate. And this golden bridge appears, which leads forwards, up and over this liquid pond. You and Shayla step onto the path, onto this small bridge that takes you up, across, over to the other side. 12 meters long, the bridge is, as you make your way up to the center. Down the other side, there's a corridor with an emerald floor, crystal white pillars on either side. The walls behind the pillars look translucent, as though they're looking to the outside. More trees, more flowers, more sunshine. As you make your way down this corridor, on the other side, you see a cobalt blue door, laced with diamonds, 30 meters away. You and Shayla make your way towards those doors. Shayla communicates with you telepathically and lets you know that this cathedral is home to many crystal skulls. You're here to reconnect to the knowledge and wisdom that these skulls carry. These skulls are galactic skulls. The Kharanu tribe have protected them for eons. They brought them to the families of Lemuria. They brought them to the families of Atlantis to help raise the vibration on Earth. You make your way to those doors. They open inwards. And on the other side, you find yourself in a large room, rectangle. The floor is patterned with some kind of high frequency mosaic geometry, something you've never seen before. The patterns are incredible, like some kind of kaleidoscopic mosaic that fractals and moves and blends in and out from each other. Right in the center of this space are these pillars that stand a meter and a half tall. There are 13 of them. On top of each of these pillars, there are skulls. These skulls are large. Maybe standing just under a meter tall. Over a meter long, half a meter wide. All of the skulls, they seem to reflect different colors. The energy of all of them is different. You can feel it straight away. Shayla leads you in between the pillars into the center. As you look down into the floor in the center, you see this kaleidoscopic geometry, these fractals blending, moving in and out, and you see the crystal spiral. It appears and disappears. It blends and then phases out of reality as you walk right over the top of it and stop. Shayla towering above you. Looks down into your eyes, smiling. Shayla holds out his right hand and places it over your higher heart, activating your thymus gland on a higher frequency band. These waves of sonar flow out from his hand into your higher heart, activating your higher heart. You feel this incredible energy moving up and down your central column. Shayla smiles, takes his hand off your body and turns, walking away. He walks towards the pillar opposite you, where there's a pink crystal skull. As he walks up to it, you become aware of another 12 feline humanoids. They move into the circle. One stands by each of the skulls. Each skull has its own guardian. Shayla stands next to the pink skull, places its hand on top, and the skull activates. The skull gets brighter, and then each of the beings place their right hands on top of the skulls. One by one they glow, one by one they vibrate, and waves of energy flow out from the pineal glands of these skulls into the space. As you look into the skulls, you become aware that they're alive. They have a consciousness. You see planets and stars inside them. Frequency calm. These skulls are powerhouses. They've been storing knowledge since the start of time. since the first original split, when Source divided itself into two, magnetic and electrical. Code starts to flow from the pink skull through the space, flowing towards your heart. 3, 2, 1, it enters your heart. It plugs right into the center. Your heart starts to vibrate. It feels like it's opening and flowering as high frequency galactic data streams flow into your heart, activating your DNA. Shayla communicates with you telepathically and reminds you that the key to activating your full potential is vibration and light, sound and energy, color. These codes flow from the pink skull into your heart space. The next skull to the left, glowing this blue color, a translucent blue, an ocean blue. Vibrate, a stream of light flowing out from its third eye through the space. It flows towards your solar plexus transmission center. 3, 2, 1, and boom! It connects with you. The next skull around, golden. A beam of light releases from its third eye. Flowing through the space towards your sacral. 3, 2, 1. Boom! It connects with you. The fourth skull alone, a green light flows out from its pineal gland, flowing towards your Genesis cells. 3, 2, 1, and boom! It connects, activating your Genesis cells as you download these ancient frequencies. Your heart, your solar plexus, your sacral, your Genesis cells vibrating. The next two skulls are platinum. They're going to connect to your left brain and your right brain as the streams of light flow out from the skull's pineal glands through the space. They swirl and spiral and plug into your left and right brain. Boom! There's an explosion of energy. Your left and right hemisphere glow and vibrate. They start to communicate with your heart, your solar plexus, your sacral, your Genesis cells. As your whole body vibrates, the next skull is ruby. The next skull after that is blue sapphire. Streams of frequency flow out from them. The ruby red flows towards your crown. The blue sapphire towards your earth star. 3, 2, 1, and boom! They connect with you. Energy shoots from your crown to your earth star, from your earth star to your heart. As each one of these transmission centers connects with each other, and each one of them streams frequency into your left and right hemisphere. as your Merkaba field spins. A platinum cylinder in the space of your light point switches on. The frequency changes from platinum to diamond to gold to crystal white, back to chromium and then diamond, as the circles and the cylinder and the colors rotate. Your heart expands and expands. The next skull is silver. The one after is crystal white. The silver one is going to connect to your Omega. The white one, your Alpha. 3, 2, 1, and boom! They connect with you. High frequency light streams into your light body, into your Alpha and your Omega, as the two of them communicate with each other and each transmission center up and down your central column. Your body vibrates, your Merkaba spins. The kaleidoscopic frequencies underneath your feet start to spin. And a crystal spiral flows up and around the outside of your light body and plugs into your crown, downloading code. The energy is intense. The next two skulls, they glow a turquoise, a translucent turquoise. The 13th is diamond. The two turquoise skulls race through the space towards your higher heart and your pineal gland. 3, 2, 1, and boom! They connect with you. The diamond light flows towards your stellar gateway. 3, 2, 1, and boom! They connect with you. The 13 skulls start to download sovereignty cards. Freedom cards. Codes for self-expression. Your whole light body glows and vibrates. These 13 members of the Ka-Ra-Nu tribe, they step forwards and away from the pillars, away from the crystals. They move towards you, forming an inner circle. They hold hands. They start to roar. And as they roar, these fierce and ferocious codes of balance and harmony flow from their light bodies through the space, connecting to your legs, your arms, your chest, your back. These frequencies flow through you, reverberating through your light body. It feels amazing. You recognize these ancient Lyran Syrian tones. You feel once again the Elohim in these high frequency Christed beings. They open their hearts. They open their higher heart. They open their pineal gland. Three streams of light flow towards you. From each one of them, these light streams flow towards your different transmission centers, points on your multidimensional Merkaba field, your own icosahedron. They get closer and closer and plug into you. Different points all over your light body, your extended architecture. You start to glow and vibrate. The skulls get brighter and waves of energy flow out from the skulls through the circle of these feline humanoids through your light body, wave after wave, as that spiral of light flowing up from below continues to download ancient data into your crown. Just be in this space. Be in this space and surrender to this experience. Let go. The Kara New Tribe start to communicate with you telepathically, creating a harmonic field of resonance through your field whilst you receive these powerful crystal skull frequencies. Tiarianasha, Tianasha, Tuna Karia Tariemu. Siariasha tuna karieko. Tiriana sharia. Ura sharia sematriemu turia triemua taria. Sheria matrieko. Sariemu ara kikia nuriam tariesha. Utukia shia shata. Niariem. Nuku nato necha. Nero trie shiria. Ukiana shia shana shiata. Ina truma shriema shriakuan uriate. Shua shien naku. Niaria numutukua shematrieto. Sie shana sharia. As your heart expands and expands, this resonant harmonic field overlays with your own heart. Just be in this space. Be in this space and surrender. Be in this space and let go. Your heart expands and expands as the beings open their hearts wider. Love pouring into your soul. The 13 skulls. They release holographic templates of their own architecture, which flow forwards out from 13 holographic skulls float through the space towards your light body. They get closer and closer. And one by one, these skulls expand, they grow, and move around your own light body. The second skull overlays itself with the first, the third with the second, the fourth with the third, the fifth with the fourth, the sixth with the fifth, the seventh with the sixth, the eighth with the seventh, the ninth with the eighth, the tenth with the ninth, the 11th with the tenth, the 12th with the 11th, and the 13th with the 12th. Until all 13 holographic skulls merge into one, vibrating around your light body. The energy is intense. The 13 beings open their hearts wider. Energy streaming into you. Love of the highest order. As your heart expands and expands, these skulls vibrate faster. This one frequency containing all 13, as the skulls shrink, they get smaller and smaller. Condensing down all of that code, all of that energy. And so the skulls fit neatly in your own chest, connected to your own heart. They communicate with every biophoton in your light body. The skulls, a powerful consciousness, communicate with your higher self, letting them you know they're here to be of service to you, to guide you, to love you, to be with you. The beings open their hearts wide. These lion frequencies streaming through the space. One of them in front of you leaves the circle, walks up towards you, gets down on one knee and places its right hand against your belly. It looks up into your eyes. So much love. The being runs some recalibration codes into your consciousness as these waves of energy flow through you rapidly, bringing a deep sense of peace throughout your light body, your consciousness. This being takes its hand off of your belly, stands, gracefully bows, turns, and walks back to join the circle. As you vibrate in this space, those codes still flowing up through that spiral and down through your crown, the frequency starts to dissipate, and the codes fall down and around the outside of you. The kaleidoscopic floor stops moving. And you look down and see the crystal spiral in all its glory, so bright, multicolored. your light body starts to rise slowly but surely. Your light body starts to rise. Up. Into the space. 1 meter. 2 meters. The beings, they break their hands, they break the circle, they walk back to their skulls. They all look up at you and salute you. You turn to the right, 8 meters, vibrating in the space, is a gold and jet black portal, surrounded in diamond gold. It starts to rotate clockwise, drawing your consciousness towards it. Magnetize. You flow through the space towards this portal. Getting closer and closer. 3, 2, 1, and whoosh! You enter that portal, twisting, tumbling, and turning, ebbing and flowing. Like liquid light. You look down, you've got no legs. Left and right, you've got no arms. Pure frequency. Traveling through the space, faster and faster. As you race through this space, you look up above you. You see a gold dragon with black codes all over its wings. A sacred guardian watching over these portals, keeping them clear, keeping them safe as we travel. Our eyes and ears in the spirit world. As we move through time and space, spinning, spiraling, twisting, and tumbling faster and faster. As you race through this space, you see a light at the end of the tunnel. Eight hundred meters away, 700 meters. 600 meters. 500. 400. 3, 2, 1, and whoosh! You fly out the other side. You look down, you see your physical body. The Merkabus, the sphere, Saint Germain, Palladium, the panther, the dragon. All holding space for you. You look to your right hand side. You see Shayla. He's come back with you. He looks at you and smiles as you descend down towards your crown, down towards your body. That Lyran avian Elohim, way up above, still holding space. Your crown opens like a 1,000 petal, electric blue lotus flower. And slowly you descend down through it. Down through your crown, your head, your face, your neck, your throat. Down into your cosmic heart. Your crown closes. Your light starts to expand. Into your shoulders, chest, and back. Arms, hands, fingers, thumbs. Legs, ankles, feet, and toes. Neck, throat, head, face, left and right brain. You start to become aware of your physical body. The vibration in your bones, the tingle in your cells, the frequency in every muscle. As the beings close down their hearts and their third eyes, this chromium sphere continues to release powerful recalibration cards, which your Merkaba field absorbs to help you integrate. Mother Earth still plugged into your field. We're gonna count from 5 back to 0. When we get to 0, open your eyes. Come back into this space. And just be. Take your time. There's no hurry. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Whenever you're ready, open your eyes, come back into this space, and just be. Feel your body. feel your energy. Feel the space. Be here now. Love you, beautiful souls. Thank you so much for being here.